Hi, Stroker Boys. Time for a little update on Bitch Boy. I stopped off to visit Bitch Boy on my way to visit my husband who was working on the West Coast. I did some shopping because Bitch Boy was working. I was wearing a short black dress and super high heels. I looked very sexy. I stopped off at the liquor store and had the salesman put a case of Cristal in my trunk. Off to Bitch Boy's house to get that champagne delivered and put my goodies on Bitch Boy's bed to surprise him. He was very happy to see me. While he was chilling glasses and carrying in the case of champagne, I was laying out some things on his bed, and I said, "Bitch Boy, go in and see what I brought for you to wear." He went into his bedroom and saw that I had panties and bras and high heels there, all ready for him to put on for me. He did protest, but by the time he was protesting, we were well into our second bottle of Cristal. Oh, needless to say, Bitch Boy was bombed. Trotting around the house in panties and high heels, he looked so adorable. It was turning me on to see this He-Man transformed into a panty boy. Bitch Boy looks so cute. I opened another bottle of champagne. Bitch Boy drank some more and then passed out on the bed. Ooh, Miss Mandy liked that. I took off my nylons and secured his hands to the bedpost and his feet to the bedpost. He was spread eagle. When he woke up, he said, "Miss Mandy, are you going to have your way with me?" "Bitch Boy, what do you think?" At which point, Mistress Raven entered the room, tall, 6 feet or more, with long raven hair. Very beautiful. So erotic to see Mistress Raven towering over Bitch Boy on the bed. I said, "Bitch Boy, I have a surprise for you," as Mistress Raven swacked Bitch Boy's cock with her riding crop. Bitch Boy's cock rose to more attention as if it needed any. I took Mistress Raven over and lifted up her skirt, and out popped a 9-inch cock. Matching her giant boob, she was towering over Bitch Boy. He was protesting as I took her cock and rubbed it against Bitch Boy's lips. He would not open his mouth until I pinched his nose. Eventually, he had to open up, and Mistress Raven slid her cock into his lips. I said, "Bitch Boy, oh, suck that cock for Miss Mandy." He was mumbling, but I could see he was getting used to the idea, as I assured him. It was turning me on and making my pussy wet. "So, Bitch Boy, I have more naughty things for you to do. We worked you over good for an hour or more, tied up, and you loved every second of it. And I will have to do it some more to you, Bitch Boy. You know how I love to tease you, deny you, give you ruined orgasms, fill you up with mouths of cum. You're my dirty slut. And for you others out there, Miss Mandy will be here all weekend teasing you, denying you, guiding your masturbation at 1-877-732-6360. Mwah! Bitch Boy, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.